Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Televangelism.
Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried, biatch. Stupid bitch. Look at that. I'm provoking that, huh? That I'm making motherfuckers just hate God more. I'm provoking that, huh? You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse. Motherfuckers, you ain't coming in you come in the name of Satan. I guess if you like a house nigga and won't go competitive, if I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, huh, motherfucker? Stupid bitch. It's not of competition, it's of cooperation. Stupid ass house nigga. I can't see you though, bitch. You see me? I'm all out. I make my ass very available.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, July 10th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a technology breakthrough in the field of rectal telephony. Plus, rolling around in vomit and shit, and no, I'm not talking about an Asian porno, and honoring the dead by hurling rocks and pissing on a Chase Bank building. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Actually, you guys came on a good night because we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I've got myself a guest.
They're going to make you slap somebody.
No, it is not Alexis K. Tyler.
Why this man had to have such a sweet rectum?
No, it's not even Alexis K. Tyler's mother. It's actually, believe it or not, a real celebrity. He's on the phone line right now. Let me introduce him. My guest today is comedian Michael Ian Black, and he's got a book coming out next week, My Custom Van, and 50 other mind-blowing essays that will blow your mind all over your face. Now, before we get it, I want to get to your book in just a second, but I've got some very exciting news for you. You probably don't
You're
even
pregnant.
Know.
You're
no,
pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. You probably don't even know this, depending on how often you Google yourself, but You are nominated as June's Hot Slut of the Month on delisted.com.
Right, I had heard that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Do you know if you are going to get a trophy or if there's some sort of ceremony?
I assume if I win, I just get a vinyl vagina.
Would you like to say a few words, maybe an acceptance speech in case you win?
This is really great. Thanks for the award. My wife will be thrilled. Let's fuck.
Right, very nice. You know, I'm sure most people know you, and some of your previous work includes MTV's The State, the sketch comedy show in the 90s. Just a few years ago, you did a season of Stella on Comedy Central, and my personal favorite movie ever, Wet Hot American Summer. And you also did the VH1 shows, I Love the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the new one, the Millennium one that just came out, right?
Yeah.
But you've got a new book, and it's called My Custom Van. Why did you decide to write a book?
Well, it's something I'd always wanted to do, but I didn't really know how to do it, and because I couldn't type. I got the Mavis Beacon typing software and really buckled down, and the next thing you knew, there was a book.
Now, what are some of the essays in your book?
One of them is called Hey David Sedaris, Why Don't You Just Go Ahead and Suck It? One of them is called My Custom Van, obviously. One of them is called One Day I'm Going to Open a Scented Candle Shoppy. One of them is called A Series of Letters to the First Girl I Ever Fingered. A lot of things like that.
All right. Now, you know that your book right now on Amazon.com is number 3 in the humor category, which is huge, right? It's a lot of sales.
Well, it's annoying, actually.
Because you know what number 2 is, right?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
David Sedaris is ahead of me, as he has been my entire life.
What is your beef with David Sedaris?
I think I resent his monopolization of the bestseller list. I resent his francophilia, and I resent his genius.
My problem with David Sedaris is this, and I think this is where you're really going to have a problem overtaking him. He's got the NPR crowd. You know what I mean? These people that, these pseudo-intellectual people.
Books. Yeah, they buy books.
Yeah, the people that buy books. And I think...
I'm specifically targeting the non-book buying.
Which is why you're on my show, because my audience is primarily comprised of borderline retards and, you know, illiterates.
Well, that's good. That's exactly who I'm going after. Right. Because I figured that's the illiterate audience. Is an underserved market.
Untapped, I would say, yes.
In the book category.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any essays on things that would appeal to my audience, like cum farts or shit dick, that type of thing? Really?
There's one called Why I Use a Day Glow Marker to Color My Dick Yellow.
Oh, are you willing to tell us why, or do we have to buy the book?
You'd have to read the book.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, just a couple of other questions that are not directly related to your book. So most people, I would say, probably know you from the VH1 show I Love, you know, whatever decade. What was your favorite installment of that series?
I guess I don't really have one because I don't watch it particularly.
Well, okay. Well, what was your favorite decade? How about that?
In my life?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, they all had their ups and their downs. I would say probably the 80s was my most formative decade, if nothing else.
Okay, is there one specific thing about that decade that you love?
Wham.
Sure, George Michael.
Not George Michael, Wham, the entity. Not any one member of Wham. In the case of Wham, the individual parts were greater than the sum.
Understood.
I mean, the sum was greater than the individual parts.
I understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And finally, like my friend Nick is a huge State fan. And he wanted me to ask you, do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest? If you had to choose one. These are tough questions. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bombard you.
Yeah, I don't know why you want to make me choose.
I'm not going to let you get away from this question.
Right. I'll go with the chest.
Okay, very good. The State DVD coming out soon.
I don't know.
You don't know? But what about a State movie?
Well, we're tentatively planning on shooting a reunion special for Comedy Central later this year.
Get the hell out! That's amazing!
Yeah, well, like I said, it's tentative.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, so your book, My Custom Van and 50 Other Mind-Blowing Essays That Will Blow Your Mind All Over Your Face, comes out July 15th. You can order it now on Amazon.com. You've also got a CD called I'm a Wonderful Man, which is hilarious. You can get that on iTunes. We'll put a link to that on the show notes today for everyone to download. Michael Ian Black, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Thanks, Tim. It was my pleasure.
Look, I know they've been through a tragedy in New Orleans. I'm aware of that. But even victims can be fucking assholes. And this audience, I'm telling you right now, they were fucking assholes. They were rowdy and yelling shit at us during our sets, and it was horrible. They were like, show us your tits. I was like, what? So afterwards, you know, a girl from the audience came up to me, and I think she felt bad. Because she goes, hey, I'm really sorry about the audience tonight. I hope you don't hate New Orleans now. That's how they say it, New Orleans. And so, of course, then I started to feel bad. And I was like, no, of course not. Nobody could hate New Orleans. Except God.
There you go. That's just a little bit of Michael Ian Black from his CD, I Am a Wonderful Man. Thank you very much to Michael for coming on and answering my stupid questions. Very nice guy. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows like the one we've got for you today, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. For a limited time, we still have lifetime memberships available, so you can sign up and never have to worry about reoccurring charges from PayPal. I'm going to stop offering those lifetime things at the end of this week. If you're already a yearly subscriber, you can convert to a lifetime membership for a discount. All the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today comes from Jamaica. Come on. Tesha Miller, the reputed leader of the Klansmen gang, could be charged with possession of contraband after the police took a cell phone from his asshole yesterday. This all went down as the man was in the middle of a body search. Horrible timing. All right, now go ahead and lift your right arm up. I'm going to be... What the hell is that noise? Is that a ringtone? Is that someone's cell phone? Sounds like it's buried in a tunnel of some sort. Oh, squeeze it out. Come on. Squeeze it. There it comes. There it is. Says it's your mom. Do you want to talk to her? I love that the ringtone of choice for gang leaders in Jamaica is Katrina and the Waves. Badass. Yeah, surprisingly, that's pretty much how the story played out. Miller, who is currently incarcerated at the Horizon Remand Center, was initially arrested after he was alleged to have breached the conditions of his bail. The newspaper was told that a search of the accused man's cell was organized after police believe he had a cell phone in his possession. An initial search of his cell found one cell phone. However, as the police were about to leave, another device rang. This led to a further search, and after combing the cell thoroughly again, it was discovered that the device was inside the accused man's anus. Gloves were said to have been requested, and the phone retrieved from the man's body. Shit it out! Gay fisting porn. It never gets old. Police also found a cell charger and Vaseline in the man's anus, along with fuzzy dice, a Precious Moments figurine, and a 14-inch skillet. No, actually, the Vaseline and the cell phone charger was found in his cell. The call record on Miller's phone is currently being processed by the police in order to ascertain who he's been in contact with since he was taken into custody. Prior to the latest incarceration, the accused man was out on bail, and as a condition of the agreement, he was required to be at home, although the newspaper learned that the police had visited his house on several occasions, only to find he wasn't there. So he was subsequently arrested. He was charged with 4 counts of murder and 3 counts of shooting in 2005. Just kind of seems like a generic charge, shooting. He fled to the United States and was recently deported back to Jamaica last year. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Mexico. Mexico's Human Rights Commission is investigating police training methods after video showed a cadet being made to roll through vomit and another having his head shoved into a pit of shit. A shit pit. The grainy images of a police training course, apparently partly filmed with a mobile phone camera, caused a scandal in the Mexican media after a newspaper posted them on its website last week. Oh, it's only a matter of time before YouTube gets it. Watch some poor son of a bitch rolling around in shit and vomit. And you know some 14-year-old is gonna set the video to the Benny Hill theme music. Totally disrespectful. Don't agree with that at all. The paper said the video showed courses given by a private security firm to officers, apparently to harden them to torture that might be inflicted by criminal gangs that have killed hundreds of police in the midst of a turf warfare over drug smuggling. And one part of the video, a cadet is made to roll back and forth across a pile of vomit and then is dragged through it. I think it's time for a little bit of puke polka. Help! Help! All right, back to the story about men being tortured in puke. Mexican authorities say the officers were being trained to cope with high-stress situations they could encounter as the federal police and the army wage war on violent drug cartels. Quote, "If these were acts done with the consent of everyone involved, there is no crime there," said Attorney General Daniel Choel. The video has sparked concern that cadets are learning torture techniques in a nation where analysts say up to half of the police could be in the pay of drug gangs, and where rights groups say abuse is common in police detention cells. This video suggests that public security institutions are blah, blah, who cares? Final story we have for you today. Look, if you lose a loved one, I understand there's a grieving process. There's a period of time where you're consumed with depression, sadness, loss. But, you know, you don't have to piss on fucking buildings and chuck rocks at people. Grieving relatives returned to the scene of a triple fatal car train crash on Tuesday, where they threw rocks at passing trains and sat on the tracks while waiting for them. Cuckoo. I hate to break it to the family, but you do realize that the odds of the same train on those tracks when you get there are pretty slim to none. You can't just go chucking rocks at, you know, any train all willy-nilly. That train didn't do anything to you. Those things keep America moving. The crowd of about 25 people, mostly relatives of Rosie Godin, was loudly and unruly, prompting CSX personnel to seek help from Gary, Indiana police. One boy was arrested after police saw him tossing rocks at the train and then urinate next to the nearby Chase Bank building. You've gone too far when you start pissing on our financial institutions. I would arrest all of these people on suspicion of terrorism. They're hitting our supply chains, the train, with rocks. And they're also hitting our financial institutions with that sweet yellow nectar of a 13-year-old's urine. Anywho, he was charged with criminal mischief and indecent exposure and released to his parents. Rosie, 18, was a passenger in Nicole Thomas's car that was hit by a CSX train Monday night. Godin's, Thomas, and Marvin Alvarez, 20, were killed instantly. Christopher and Manuel Godin's, both brothers of the train victims, were at the scene Tuesday night. Both had been released from jail. Christopher was arrested for his violent behavior near the tracks on Monday night. His brother had been arrested earlier Monday after police chased him in his black Ford Crown Victoria. The father has some strong words, not for the boys, to Gary police. He said, "The brothers are often harassed by Gary police." He said the same officers have arrested members of his family repeatedly. For the record, police said they told mourners that they were welcome to hold a vigil, but could not trespass on railroad property and could not attempt to damage the trains. And for that matter, piss on banks. About 9 p.m., the rain forced the group to disperse, and police reported no additional problems. The railroad filed a criminal mischief report with the Gary police, and the matter is being investigated. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, bitch.
Hi.
Hector from Dayton.
I don't know if calling me a bitch was necessary.
Here. I just want to tell you, we're going to start investigating you because you're torturing us with these DV laws. You're in trouble, mister. I still want to lick your butthole, though.
Oh, my God. Thank you. If someone were to lick my ass, let me paint a picture for you. Thanks to audio technology, you are there. All right, here's what's going to happen. You're going to unzip my pants. You're not going to have to unbutton them because they're already going to be unbuttoned because they don't fit properly. Because I'm a fat mess. And you pull down my pants and you flip me around, right? And there they are, those two fleshy, pasty white globes. It's not smooth, though. No, no. It's like a 1970s stucco-type house with that popcorn treatment on the walls. It's gritty and dimpled. And then the real treat is when you peel open those two cheeks. When you do, you're going to hear a little wet smacking sound, and that's the fecal remnants. It currently has my ass stuck together, loosening up. Then you're going to see a thick rim of coarse rectal hair. Gonna be curly and red because I dye it. The smell that wafts up is gonna remind you of a butcher shop mixed in with some dark chocolate and sharp cheddar cheese. After you start darting in and out of my asshole, the tip of your tongue is gonna look like a chocolate dipped strawberry. It's a different kind of sweet, though. A different kind of sweet. And there you go. You've successfully rimmed Tim Henson.
Hey, Tim. It's Chris from Arizona. Called last month. I accidentally called you Jim Henson.
Yes.
And I realized that you're not a dead pederast with his fist lodged up a puppet's asshole. Wow. I wanted to apologize for that.
You don't know for sure. I could be.
To apologize for that. And thank you again for all the great shows. And, Waluigi wins!
Waluigi! Me no do so good. Or something like that.
Okay, now, Waluigi. I'm gonna rape you.
Uh-huh.
Could you do me a favor and hold my knife while I take my pants off?
All right.
Hello, Tim. It's Eric from Montreal. I was wondering if you ever thought about doing a live show. I don't know, that would be great, but I'm not sure if you can do that or if you have to edit the show a lot to make it
Yeah,
work.
I want to do that, and I mentioned it a couple days ago that I wanted to do a live call-in show. I don't know if I'm going to get around to it tomorrow, but it's something that I'm interested in. You know, Distorted View used to be a live show back in, 2000 when I moved down to Dallas to work for that internet radio company, and that was a huge waste of time. But
hey, Jimmy.
I've done it before.
Sideshow member Scary Bob, you know that video with the workouts? I'll tell you though, you know what? It made my dick get hard.
Ooh, dick get hard. Talking about a video cast that I did.
Hey Tim, this is the Dead Bunny here, aka
my headphones Bob. Are busted.
I'm just sitting here taking a shit, and I was thinking to myself, you never posted that karaoke of that bread and butter song you did. And I'm a little disappointed.
Video?
Did I say
I was going to do a video of it?
Oh, my friends. Yeah.
Wow, another false promise by Tim Henson.
Hey,
there's no
Tim,
video.
Lifetime Sideshow member James here.
Ooh, nice.
And you were talking about that clicking kid whose mother's name was Aquanetta. And my wife told me she works with a lady named Aquanette.
Oh.
And
Aquanette.
Apparently it's a rather common name in the
really?
Black community. Although the woman she works with is quite ashamed of it anyway. TNB, I guess.
Yes, TNB. Naming your kid Clorox or something. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66, oh God, is it, oh God? Wham is larger than the sum of its parts. Truer words have never been spoken. Vote for us a podcast, Dolly. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for Big Friday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Take a break from compensation.